Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Shealy. Minoski moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Minoski scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to third. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Collins reaches second base with a double. Pratt scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Mulligan scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Ben Carr now pitching. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Walters to Pratt covering second. The throw back to home, and Hooper is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive towards the mound. Carr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dugan for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Carr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. Collins hits a line drive off the glove of Carr. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Collins reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. Collins moves to third. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Hooper throws the ball into Shock, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carr goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock is hit by the pitch. Shealy moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Schock moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Herb Pennock now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Faber moves to second. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schock scores. Faber scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt misplays the ball. That's an error on Pratt. Collins goes all the way around to score. Hooper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Minoski goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, White Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Piercy now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Piercy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold pinch hits for Bill Piercy. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.